race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
General Jack Keane perfectly laid out Iran's objective, what they want the most, but have never been able to get until this war started.
They knew full well that the only objective they had in closing the Straits of Hormuz was to stop the war. And they have achieved that.
Before the war with Iran, Iran was not charging tolls in the Strait of Hormuz. And it's not really Iran charging tolls in the Strait of Hormuz. It's China. See, China has never hidden its objectives. It intends to rule the world through Belt and Road. It intends to rule the world through controlling key trade routes, choke points. That's what it was trying to do in Panama when under Biden it all but took over the Panama Canal bureaucratically and through bribes. Remember, one of the first things Trump and Rubio did was to end that threat. So why on earth, for the love of God, would you let China begin charging tolls in yuan in the Strait of Hormuz? Because that's exactly what they're doing. This is one of the most horrifying, terrifying things I think I've ever read economically in the Chosun Sun. Headline, Iran limits Strait of Hormuz traffic to 12 vessels, imposes tolls. This is yesterday, folks. And you could either pay in Bitcoin or in Chinese yuan. You could not pay in dollars. Folks, do you remember on this podcast back during Midnight Hammer, you know, when we were blowing up their nuclear facilities in 2025? And before we blew up Isfahan, thousands of Chinese scientists had to evacuate the Isfahan Nuclear Technology Center. Why would China be that invested in Iran getting nukes? Because, of course, it wants to protect its power across the Middle East as a way to force all of those countries to trade their oil and their energy in yuan instead of dollars. That's the whole purpose of BRICS. And ultimately, to bully their way into control of the Strait of Hormuz. That way, they could dictate what 20% of the world's trade is traded in. If you listened to last week's podcast, you heard the horror in my voice as I learned from CNN, MSN, The Chosun Sun, and the Financial Times that China was negotiating long-term deals already, and Iran, with eight countries that they could traverse the strait for free if they would simply trade the oil they run through it in yuan instead of dollars. You ever laughed at Venezuela for 200-400% inflation? Or how about Zimbabwe? Yeah, well, when they print money, that's what you get if you don't have a petrodollar, i.e. the world uses your currency to trade in, and most especially to trade energy in. That's why Americans have the lifestyle they have. That's why America can continue issuing debt and paying out on the bonds and the debt we have, because we have the petrodollar, or we did until we gave the Strait of Hormuz to China via Iran. Then, after the ceasefire, Trump bizarrely announced this week that Iran would be charging tolls. Quote, we're thinking of doing it as a joint venture. It's a way of securing it, also securing it from lots of other people. Trump said it's a beautiful thing, except there's no we in the charging tolls. It's China and Iran. But that gave the nod for the first time for Iran to charge tolls, period. Folks, I just don't understand. Maybe Trump's joking. He sometimes does this stuff tongue in cheek. Because folks, you got to understand something. The Wall Street Journal writes, the Trump administration's de facto recognition of Iran's toll demands risk solidifying Iran's control over a significant portion of the crude oil flow, which amounts to about 20 million barrels per day. What? The Gulf Arab states oppose the tolls. Iran even proposed sharing the tolls with Oman, which also abuts the strait, and Oman has not agreed. The Chosun Daily, a Korean economic publication, writes, unlike the Suez and Panama canals, international maritime law does not permit specific countries to impose tolls on vessels passing through natural straits, such as the Strait of Hormuz, the English Channel, the Strait of Gibraltar, and the Strait of Malacca. Yeah, part of the reason with even considering this is it's not Iran's, like the Panama Canal is, which goes right through that country. The strait borders Iran, sure, but also Oman and the UAE. Iran doesn't just get to own it and charge a fee to go through it. That's not Iran doing it. It's China. Folks, this is why China sent thousands of scientists to Isfahan to nuclear arm Iran, make sure it had the missiles that it needed for Iran and China. But then I repeat myself, they are the same entity here for all practical purposes to take control of that choke point and rule. And with a nuclear armed Iran, no one would dare go to war with Iran over it. Folks, that is the known long-term Chinese plan. And we gave it to them. Eric Meyerson, chief emerging market strategist at the Swedish bank SEB, told the journal, Iran's blockade and control of the Strait of Hormuz is an economic disaster that everyone predicted and had been warning about before the war began, yet Trump initiated the war. Anyway, okay, I'm not anti-war. We had to go to war with Iran. This was an absolute existential threat. We now know they could have hit Diego Garcia. They were almost to the point where all they had to do was mount the nuclear weapon inside the nuclear ballistic missile, because that's what that was that they aimed at Diego Garcia and our base there. We have a base there. They could wipe out our base at any time. Iran was probably a year away from that. And then China and Iran would have used that power for one thing, to take control of the strait. Folks, this idea that, oh, this wouldn't have happened if we didn't go to war with Iran. Yeah, it would have. It would have. And it's good this has been kind of forced to the surface. But here's the problem. We have to take Karg. We have to take the Channel Islands, the toll islands, as I call them, because I don't have a better word for them, that China and Iran are now ensconced on collecting these tolls. We have no choice. And yet, it's like we're a bunch of morons. We have no idea where our printing press comes from. No idea why we just print as much money as we want, like little kids playing with a Monopoly game. And the only person who's even talking about it at all on primetime TV is Lindsey Graham, the senator.
Right now, they're charging ships, the IRGC, the Iranians, to go through the straits, and they're taking the yuan, not the dollar. One threat of this whole debacle is if we start allowing the Chinese currency to be traded in oil, that will hurt the dollar. In 1974, every barrel of oil sold and traded in the world is traded in dollars. Now, what are the Iranians trying to do? They're trying to change the currency from a dollar to a Chinese yuan, and that's an attack on the dollar. And that needs to end, too.
If that seemed understated compared to my wailing here, it was. He doesn't want to spook the markets. That's about as forcefully as you can say that without moving markets. Look, the Trump administration usually has a tactical plan with this stuff, and I'm hoping that's what's happening. I mean, we did bomb Karg Island Monday night. We hit it over 50 times. We hit all the right places, the radar, the barracks, the docks, all of it, to give our Marines the best possible landing. So it shows me Monday we were thinking about taking Karg. Karg is good, but we don't just need the oil. We need the toll islands too. They must be taken. So it looked like we're heading in the right direction. And maybe all of this is just a diversion to give them time to plan the military attack. I don't know what they're seeing on satellites. So it could be all of that. But folks, every day I get more frightened, especially when U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says stuff like this, quote, the response to Iran's toll imposition should be led by European and Asian countries that are most dependent on this strait for energy supplies. The U.S. does not need to take the lead. Like hell it does. The response should be led by European and Asian countries. Asian countries? You mean China? Folks, let me tell you how this is going to go. France has been begging China, trying to capitulate to China. Hey, give us a little business. We don't have any in France anymore, and we'll do whatever you want. Folks, I guarantee you right now, China is knocking on European doors and saying, hey, look, we'll solve this problem right away. We'll let all of your natural gas, we'll let all of your oil through. You just got to buy it and sell it, and you want. Folks, total disaster. And I guarantee it's happening right now. Folks, every day I wake up and we haven't taken control of the Strait is a day I get more panicky. But I don't want to predict anything here because, like I said, things with Trump have a weird way of working out really well, and he usually has a plan, but we just really need to see it soon. And I'm not the only one freaking out. Here's from The Chosen Sun. Gulf oil-producing countries and energy-consuming nations in Europe and Asia, which rely heavily on the Strait for crude oil exports, are deeply concerned about Iran gaining permanent control over the Strait of Hormuz, which so far Trump has endorsed. Iran has already established a differential system over recent weeks since the war started. Free passage for vessels carrying Iranian oil and goods, partial payment for vessels from friendly countries, and a ban on passage for vessels linked to the U.S. and Israel. According to the shipping industry, tolls are now being determined about a week in advance, and they vary depending on the vessel's size. A supertanker carrying 2 million barrels may have to pay up to $2 million in tolls. The Iranian state IRNA news agency reported the Iranian parliament has even approved a new strait management plan, including passage approvals and fees. Again, let European nations and Asian nations decide. And in about 5 minutes, I guarantee you, like I said, China is already knocking on all the doors of the Euroweenie nations saying, hey, just start trading in yuan. America doesn't like you anyway, and we'll let you through the strait. Like a disease, this could spread quickly. Time is running out to nip it in the bud. We now have no other option besides military. And look, for us, that's a good option. Watch General Jack Keane closely. He's been panicky about the Strait since last week when he said the worst thing we could possibly do is declare a ceasefire and allow Iran to take control of the Strait, which is exactly what we did. Keane's pretty clear. That's a major victory for Iran, which really is China.
They knew full well that the only objective they had in closing the Straits of Hormuz was to stop the war. And they have achieved that.
But, General Keane says, we still have a lot of options.
But the reality is, if they're truly willing to make a deal here, that is another matter. Because I know this, President Trump is not going to make a bad deal. He knows these guys. He's negotiated with them more than any previous president has. And he knows they're full of BS at times, that they're going to obfuscate, they're going to promote lies. And our team obviously has to be aware of all of that going into it. I'm assuming that they understand that. The backstop we have here is the president himself. He's not going to take a bad deal. If we return to combat operations, so our audience understands, we do have an ace in the hole here, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We do have a strategic asset that we can put to employ here, and that is Karg Island. Karg Island, we can wait to the very end of our operations and take control of it or destroy it. If we take control of it, we can use it as leverage with the Iranians. 90% of their oil distribution comes from Karg Island. The mm-hmm. first thing we would say to them is you have to give up all of your nuclear enterprise to us. You have to hand it over. The enriched uranium, what centrifuges you got left, what cascades you got left, the same deal that Bush mm-hmm. imposed on Gaddafi when we went in mm-hmm. and dismembered and took away the program. And other things we can use Karg Island for. If you don't do that, then we're going to destroy 90% of your oil distribution. That would likely collapse the regime in terms of its economic capability. It would cause an economic collapse. So we still have leverage here is what my point is, yeah. Martha.
Eric Meyerson, chief emerging market strategist at the Swedish bank SEB, told the Journal, again, Iran's blockade and control of the Strait of Hormuz is an economic disaster that everyone predicted and had been warning about before the war began, yet Trump initiated the war anyway. Folks, the war is not the problem here. We had to do it. If we didn't do the war, those long-range missiles we now know they had that can hit our bases across Europe would have been used for terror and for leverage to do exactly what Trump just let Iran do. Take over the Strait of Hormuz and along with China become uber powerful. The war isn't the problem. Hesitating to take Karg and the Tol Islands and eject Iran and China is the problem. And the bottom line is this, we were always going to have to lose troops doing it. And I know why Trump is hesitating, because that loss of life, he'll be brutalized by it. But folks, the world this would create, you leave them in charge, they're going to use the money they're collecting to quickly rebuild the nuclear stuff, the missiles, all of it. It's going to be a bigger nightmare. So what Trump has done here by starting this war is, one, protect us, protect our bases, protect our interest, and block China from using that power when it's too late to take the Strait. It's kind of like launching a boil, bringing it to a head instead of waiting for it to happen. That's good. But time is ticking. Every day that passes with Iran ensconced as the somehow now rightful owner of a strait that abuts three countries is another day that the world begins to accept that. And Marco Rubio being out there telling the world to accept it, dear God, could Scott Bessent give a call to the Oval Office and explain basic economics if this is what they really think and not just what they're saying? Explain, hey, look, if you're going to print the money for half the next budget, you better take Cargill. And folks, I'm not a fan of the petrodollar. I absolutely despise the printing of money. I think it is grotesque, unbiblical, and immoral. I think we deserve everything we get if we keep doing it. But let me tell you, folks, that'll be catastrophic. The way to do this is to control the end of the printing press. Take control of the Strait. Keep it free and open for the world. We have no economic choice. And then use, maybe Rand Paul's got a great plan for paying down the debt in a way that really makes sense, and get off the printing press so we're not exposed anymore like this. We're not in danger anymore like this. We don't have a flank exposed for China anymore like this. But somebody needs to get to the president and make sure he understands this now.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.